Title: Drop Impact Enhancement, Intermediate Ableton Lesson. Intro: Hi, welcome. This lesson is all about making your drum and bass drops hit harder, that immediate, physical slam that makes a club or headphones feel like the track just pushed into the room. This is for intermediate producers who already have a drum and bass arrangement. We'll only use Ableton Live stock devices, and I'm going to give you practical chains, starting settings, and teacher tips you can apply right away. Let's make your drops punch through. Lesson overview: What we're aiming for. Our goal is to create an 8 to 16 bar drop section that really slams. To do that, we're focusing on a punchy drum boss, a layered impact sample combining a short transient and a mono sub, mixed ducking so pads and FX don't mask the hit, pre-drop tension and a micro silence trick for contrast, and tasteful parallel processing and master shaping so the hit feels huge without getting muddy. What you'll learn in this session: you'll learn how to build a drum impact chain, create and place an impact layer, carve space in the mix with EQ and sidechain ducking, automate pre-drop filters and reverbs for maximum contrast, and use Ableton stock devices to glue everything together. I'll also give you extra coach notes on phase, transient tweaks, and a short homework exercise. Walkthrough, step by step. Step 1. Prepare the drum bus. Group your drum rack into a drum bus. Insert these devices in order from top to bottom. EQ 8 first, then drum bus, then a saturator, then a compressor, and finish with utility for width. On the EQ, put a gentle high pass around 20 to 35 Hz to remove an audible sub rumble, and consider a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz if things sound boxy. On drum bus, start drive between 3 and 4, distort or crunch around 1 to 3 if you want grit, and keep boom low unless you need extra thump. On the saturator, choose analog clip or warm, and add 2 to 4 decibels of drive for subtle harmonics. The compressor should be glue-like, ratio 3 to 6 to 1, attack around 6 to 15 milliseconds so the transient breathes, release 30 to 80 milliseconds, and dial the threshold for about 2 to 4 decibels of gain reduction on peaks. Utility at the end: lightly widen, 95 to 100%, unless your bass chain uses the sub-wide setting, keep the sub narrow on the bass track. Teacher tip: before you do heavy processing, loop the downbeat and mute elements to hear what's actually masking the hit. Use a spectrum to find one or two offending frequencies and cut only those. Step 2. Add parallel saturation for snap and excitement. Create a return track called Drum Parallel Distort. Put a saturator, then EQ 8, and then glue compressor. On saturator, push drive to 6 to 10 for aggressive texture, then high pass the return around 120 to 180 Hz so you don't muddy the subs. The glue compressor can be crushed. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, aim for 3 to 6 decibels of gain reduction. Send about 20 to 40% from your drum bus and blend to taste. This is a big part of perceived slap. Blend conservatively. If you overdo it, the drop gets noisy. Step 3. Build the impact layer, the hit. Create an audio track named Impact. Layer 2 elements: a high transient snap and a mono sub or sine hit. For the transient snap, high pass at about 200 Hz, add saturator with drive 2 to 5, and put a gate after it so the tail is gone. Release 30 to 60 milliseconds so it's short and snappy. For the sub hit, boost low shelf if needed around 50 to 90 Hz, make it mono with utility width at 0%, and use multiband dynamics to lightly control the low band. Send a tiny amount of the transient to a short plate reverb on a return with decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds and a dry wet of 10 to 20%, but automate that send off or gate it so the reverb doesn't smear the first hit. Timing note: place the impact exactly on the downbeat of the drop and nudge it by 10 to 30 milliseconds if you want a slight push or extra slam. Also, flip phase on the sub layer if the low end feels thin, or nudge it by a few samples to fix cancellation. Step 4. Ducking and carving mix space. Set up a return called Ducking and put a compressor on it with sidechain input set to the impact track. Try ratio 4 to 1. Attack between 0 and 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. And adjust the threshold until you see about 4 to 8 dB of reduction when the impact hits. Route pads, sustained synths, and some FX to this return via sends. The compressor will pull them out of the way and create a vacuum the moment the impact hits, which magically makes the hit feel heavier. For more subtle control, use multiband dynamics on pads and duck only the mid and high bands so the sub stays steady. Teacher tip: don't duck your drums or sub. Only duck the elements that mask the transient. Step 5. pre-drop tension and contrast. Create a two-bar build leading into the drop. Automate auto-filter on pads and leads to slowly close a low pass from full bandwidth down to 2 or 3 kHz. Use a resonance of about 0.3 to 0.6. On the last bar, wrap reverb sends up on risers and long FX, and then drop the reverb send or cut the return volume right before the downbeat. That prevents smear. For contrast, try a micro silence trick. Automate the master utility. Gain down my 6 to 12 dB for between 50 and 250 milliseconds right before the hit, then restore at the downbeat. That vacuum makes the drop feel heavier. Use this sparingly. Also add a reverse cymbal or reverse transient that resolves exactly at the downbeat for momentum. Exponential filter opens that are fast at the end feel more explosive than linear opens. Experiment. Step 6. Master and group shaping. Keep master processing light while you craft the hit. This audio version is shortened for playback.